Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Oh gosh, it's springtime and summer's coming up, and you know what that means. We're going to be in skirts and we're going to be in dresses, and everyone out there is going to have a can of something, and they're going to be spraying and painting and turning from pasty white to, who knows, some bronze queen or something. And I'm so confused about these spray tans and self tanners, and are they safe? I mean, do you use them, Michelle?
No, I mean, I use one in a can that I get at CVS for $4.99 that I just put on my legs to give them some color. But, you know, me, Pam, I'm as white as a ghost. I mean, and I live in Arizona, but I won't get in the sun. So that's the only thing I do. But we're going to find out today.
Because Dr. Doris Day is here to be able to help answer these questions. Doris Day is a board-certified dermatologist who specializes in laser cosmetic and surgical dermatology on the Upper East Side in New York City. Her book is Forget the Facelift, Turn Back the Clock with a Revolutionary Program for Ageless Skin. Dr. Day, welcome to Her Radio. Thanks for being on with us. So, are these safe, these spray tans and self-tanners?
The answer is yes and no. It's not quite as simple. The short answer is they're definitely much, much safer than getting a tan from going in the sun, whether it's natural UV rays or a tanning salon. So we definitely don't want people out there trying to get a tan from being outdoors and laying on the beach or going to a tanning salon. However, we know that dihydroxyacetone, DHA, which is the active ingredient in just about all of the sunless tanners, is somewhat absorbed into the skin, where we didn't used to think so. And we know that if you inhale it or ingest it, it's not ideal either, you know, over time or in large quantities. So the general consensus is the amount that you're typically exposed to is considered safe. If you're getting a spray-on tan, you should cover your face and cover your mouth and nose and try not to inhale or eat the product, basically.
Yeah, hold your breath.
Keep your mouth covered. And so for the face, use a cream.
I had a friend, I have to tell you this story. I had a friend, we went to the tanning booth, we were doing the spray tan, this is when it was new, and so you had to turn, you had to do the Charlie's Angel pose, and then you had to turn four times. And then it would swipe over you. And I put it, you know, I had my face covered. I had everything covered. She did not. And we're in the booth next to one another, and she starts she does not remember to turn around and or turn to the side. So she gets hit four times in the front.
Oh, no. She'll end up pretty dark on one side.
She was so dark on one side, and she had ingested all those fumes, and she really got sick from it.
Yeah, it's not ideal. We used to think it was safer, and also because a lot of the companies were saying that this was the same ingredient used to give red its color when they did it, but that's a slightly different ingredient, so this isn't quite what we were thinking. But the theory is that when you apply it to the skin, it's really mostly absorbed by the very, very, very outermost layer of dead skin cells called the stratum corneum. Those cells, that's why it kind of comes on relatively quickly and wears off over about 5 days, because those cells naturally slough off over about 5 to 7 days. But the problem is that if you use the wrong one or too much of that one product, it doesn't smell good. It can leave you kind of orange. And so what a lot of companies have done is they've added other ingredients to it to mask the smell. And also They've added bronzers, which give a really beautiful bronze look. And there's great products out there. Neutrogena has a great one. Jergens Glow is fantastic. You do it over a few days. Coppertone has a beautiful sunless tanner. Clarins, my blonde patients and really fair skin patients do well with that. So there's lots of different ones that can match your skin type. And I would say that if you are blonde, but you want to end up bronzed, don't look for the dark one to start with. Use one for more fair skin, a lighter one, and then add layers day by day and build up the tan almost like you would if you were really truly going out and tanning outdoors. But the most important thing...
Well, let me ask you a question. Yeah. I just want to make sure we make this clear for the listeners. Yes. Are self-tanners better than spray tanning, or does it matter?
So spray tanning and self-tanners are the same ingredient. It's how they're applied.
So
a spray tan is fine for the body, and then I would use other versions of it in the form of a cream or a lotion or a wipe or a pad for the face, or areas where you might inhale or ingest. And I would try to cover your face when you do the spray on somehow, if you could. Now, a sunless tanner is definitely safer than sun exposure, but don't make the mistake of thinking that when you have that tanned look to your skin that you have more sun protection. You don't. You still need to use sun protection, and you need to reapply it regularly, or you will damage your skin and you will burn. So these do not give you sun protection by giving you that color. That color
is just a pure color. What's the brand you think, or the brands that don't rub off on clothes as much? Because if you're wearing, you know what I'm saying, you end up with the color all over. What helps?
I think if you look for let's start with before you apply it, exfoliate, make sure that your skin is as sloughed off as possible so it can adhere just perfectly and have an even look and not look streaky. A lot of the new products have anti-streak ingredients in them. And then once you apply it, wait 5 minutes. I like the mists and the lotions a little bit better than the cream. So a cream is going to take the longest to dry. If you have a pad version, or they have ones now that come in wipes, those ones have the least amount of hydration, so they're going to dry off the quickest. The spray ones will dry off the next quickest. And then, after you think it's almost dry, it's really good to moisturize on top, because that will make sure you get the most even application, and it also makes your skin look more hydrated and fresher, and just gives you that last top off.
Well, which ones?
Don't
which
do it
ones,
when you have to get dressed in 5 minutes.
Which ones don't rub off on clothes, though?
The Neutrogena Micro Mist doesn't rub off on clothes. I really like that one. The Copper Tone doesn't rub off on clothes. That's an excellent one. And Jergens Glow goes on very nicely, dries quickly, and I haven't had any issues with that one rubbing off.
And I use Sally Hansen's, too, just to spray
Sally
my
Hansen
legs.
Sally Hansen is great.
And it's so great, and it's like $4.99. I mean, and it really gives such a beautiful glow to the, especially if you're just, you know, looking at sunning those, they're making those legs look bronze. So
let's talk about that. That's still out there?
Yeah, it's still out there.
I love that one.
In fact, they put it in lotion form now. So they have it in lotion and then the spray form.
Excellent.
Well, it's one of my favorites. So let's talk about with the spray tanning. Most women go naked when they go in. Is that okay, or should they use some kind of protective undergarments?
Totally fine. That's
it's okay to go
fine.
Naked.
It's just skin. It's okay to go naked. It's just more skin exposed. As long as you don't think there's a camera in there and you feel comfortable, it's fine.
And
in terms
then
of
they
your
say,
skin and it being applied there, it's totally fine.
And then nose filters, do they work?
They do work. They do work. So I would use those.
Okay. So that helps just not ingesting this. And then what about lip balm?
Lip balm, you can wear a lip balm when you go in. It doesn't matter. You don't want it on your lips.
Right.
Yeah, so a lip balm will create a barrier, and that's a great idea to prevent it from getting applied to your lips.
You know what I like to do?
I
don't even do anything to my face. I don't put any of that stuff on my face. What I do is I just simply put some great bronzer on, and some cosmetic, and that usually does the trick, because I find all that other stuff, I'm just worried about it clogging pores or something. Well, this has just been fantastic. Dr. Doris Day has been with us to help explain spray tans and self-tanners and whether or not they're safe. Dr. Day's book is Forget the Facelift, Turn Back the Clock, with a revolutionary program for ageless skin. Dr. Day, thanks for being with us. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, along with Michelle King-Robeson.
Thank you, Dr. Day. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.